Richard, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
And a very good morning to you, Jess. Good morning.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about FYI education? What are some of the similarities that it does hold to kind of the Healthy Harold program, and how do kids respond to your program?
Yeah, sure. The similarities, obviously, in the content of what we're actually teaching, because that doesn't change. Kids are the same, no matter who's trying to teach them. So the topics are the same, but that's about where the similarities end. The rest of it really becomes where it becomes a better financial model to actually go out there and teach.
So what made you take the leap to establish something else other than what you were doing with Healthy Harold?
Okay, so with life education, because I can only speak for South Australia here.
Mm.
Life education in South Australia lost their government funding more than 3 years ago here. And as a result, the office closed down, and they were run by Victoria. It just made that when you were working with them, that it's very unsecure whether you're going to have a job from 1 month, really, to the next month.
Gosh.
But I realized that I had the passion for teaching, because life education does do a marvelous job, because the subjects that they're trying to teach are essential. But I had the passion to do it, and I realized that you could actually do it in a better way that doesn't have so many overheads. Therefore, you could actually have a viable business without needing government funding.
Now,
I took the leap.
This seems really strange to me that it can be a viable business model, which you have proved with FYI
Yes.
Education. And yet, Life Education and the Healthy Harold program is still applying for such enormous amounts of government funding. It's $1.5 million over 3 years. That's a lot of money to
and
be spending
that,
on a puppet.
That, Jess, is just the Life Education Australia takes that money. And then every state is an independent state in which they have to gather their own funding. So that $1.5 million does not go distributed to every life education office in each state.
Gosh.
They still have to gather their funding. So the South Australian government was certainly supporting life education here. The problem is with life education, and having worked for them for 8 years, is their overheads are huge.
Hmm.
So they have to move this enormous van from school to school. They have, and that in South Australia was costing in the region of $260 every single toll.
Gosh.
They have, every state's got an office. Every state has a CEO and a finance officer and a training officer. And, you know, just the overheads are huge. For instance, they say that to teach a single child in a classroom for life education, it's in the region of $20-odd.
Wow.
Per child. For me, so therefore they charge X amount, which I think it was about $10.50 or something around about there, per child for going to the school. For me, what I worked on, the business model I worked on was, okay, let's assume that the schools are willing to have a child paying X amount. How can I make this business work without having these huge overheads? So that was the model I was trying to pursue, because there's no point in running a business that's always going to have handouts.
Mm.
So even if the government gave them the funding for the next 3 years right now, then in 3 years' time, they're still going to be looking for the same amount of money, probably more.
And
so that will... Sorry, Jess.
It seems obscene for a puppet. Oh. It's just a puppet.
Yeah. I think what the government's doing is riding on the sentimentality of it.
Yeah.
People, of course, are going to be upset about this. But if there is an alternative, I'm saying that the program is valuable, but the method of delivering it is not. It's just outdated. It shouldn't be happening. Get them to change. Force them to change. There's no point in keep on giving them money that doesn't make them have to change the business model. And I've proven that it can work.
Mm.
You know, I'm more than happy to share that. But I'd be delighted to. But, you know, the point is they're so hooked up on their vans and their method of delivery that they're always going to have to have handouts.
It has become quite an iconic, I guess, staple in the primary school experience, is the van
Yes.
pulls up and everyone knows at one point they're going to stuff 30 kids into a tiny van and make them
Yeah.
listen to a puppet for a couple of hours.
Yeah, so for me then, I went, so what can we do that actually captures the same interest and makes it that kids still want, you know, get so excited when I actually rock up into a school. So I decided not to have the van, but my method of delivery is I have an inflatable classroom.
Oh, wow. That's so fun.
So you go along to a school, you plug in the classroom, and it blows up. And on the outside, you know, you've got to create excitement, I agree. So the outside, it says top secret, because I'm a secret agent. All the kids have to come along to my inflatable classroom and become secret agents and go on missions.
I think that's fantastic. And it is so important that we do offer this education to children and the young children that do receive it in their primary schools, the health and drugs and cyber safety as well these days. It is such an important part of the curriculum. And it seems that we should find a better way to deliver it to these children, a more cost-effective way and a more viable way, because otherwise this is just going to hemorrhage money for years to come.
Yes. And if the money is going to life education, when it doesn't need to, it means it's pulling it away from other charitable organisations that could actually use that money.
And other parts of the education system as well.
Of course.
The education system itself is screaming for funding half the time. So it seems obscene to be hemorrhaging money this way.
Yeah.
Richard, what would you like to see? Continue.
I was just going to say, if it couldn't be done any other way, then of course you're going to say, all right, well, we should continue this funding. But when it's proven that it can be done in a different way by an independent operator that can be duplicated as many times as you want, therefore the funding should not go to them.
I completely agree.
We have to get over the sentimentality of Harold. He can still be there, but you just don't throw money at him.
I think an inflatable classroom sounds far cooler, to be honest.
And everything's filmed in 3D, so they have to wear spyglasses.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, Richard, before I let you go, we're going to have to wrap it up. But what would you like to see happen from here? What's next for FY Education? Do you plan to expand your brand?
Well, I have spent the last 3 years making sure I've got the methods right and the programs right. So, of course, if it can be expanded, you know, give me $500,000 for 1 year. I'll give you 20 FYI secret agents. And they will never ask you for money, never ask the government for money. So
I think it's a really interesting, because everyone has been so up in arms about Harold getting the axe and everyone has been so upset. But to see that it can be done, it can be replicated and children can still receive this education in a much more viable way is amazing. Richard, as I said, unfortunately,
I would never have left life education if I didn't think I could have done it better. You know, I have to believe that what I'm doing is better. And certainly the word of mouth that I receive from the schools and the students that get me for the third year in a row, they keep on booking me. I'm doing something right, and it can be done better.
That's fantastic. And you are doing incredible work shaping the minds of young people there. Richard, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck.